We're up to Simen Ayin Hey Halacha Dalit. Okay, Simen Ayin Halacha Shabbos. I wanted to run through quickly some things that I left out yesterday. I have here, say, for the Radiance of Shabbos. Radiance of Shabbos, they have a new edition, a new expanded edition, 2013, by Simcha Bunim Kohn, was originally published in 1986. So that makes us 26 years old. That stood the 28. It has stood the test of time. We do have a math teacher, Marillus. Marillus is here. Okay, we have over here this. Let me review with you some of these. So this. The big question is, what about electricity? Are you allowed to use electric lights? So pretty much everything we learned yesterday, he pretty much says the same thing. If you're allowed to use electric lights for Ner Shabbos, if one is allowed to make a bracha, what are the issues? So the issues, let me turn to the page, pretty much what we learned yesterday. Okay, the problems are as follows. The first problem why Poskim are against lighting using electric lights for Ner Shabbos is because, not because it's not Eish, not because it's not Ner, the reasons, the Nusach of the Bracha does not fit with the Maisa Hadlaka. When you turn on the lights, is that called being madlik? What's the Nusach HaBracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Lokhinu Melech Olam Asher Kedoshanu B'mitzvah Sanu Lehadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. It's a Ner. It's Shel Shabbos. It has all the qualifications. But many Poskim, or some Poskim, are not comfortable that the turning, the flicking of a switch is called a Maisa Hadlaka. Hadlaka means to take, to kindle fire and to ignite from one fire to another fire. That is the translation of lahalik. You can't make the bracha. So what then should we do? Make a new bracha? Asher kedoshanu b'mitzvah sivanu. To turn on the switch? Al haner? It's not within our power, bizman hazeh, to make new brachas, to come up with a new nusach of a bracha. Therefore, due to this technicality, it's only technicality, there are poskim that are do not advise one to make the bracha. You light the neros, you turn on the light, if you have nothing else, what do you turn on? You turn it on, but you don't make the bracha. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch brought down, and they go to the early sources, it was not always the custom to actually make a bracha on hadlokas neros. Hadlokas neros, it's a machlokas hapoiskim if you make a bracha. It's one of the hachonos you do for Shabbos. When you set the table for Shabbos, do you make a bracha? Asher kedoshanu b'mitzvah lehatziah sashulchan. When you the kodim, the koisos, when you make the food preparation, when you matmin the food, you put the food on the fire, you do hatzmona, yeah?
I think I had heard that there's a some form of stira, because you say lahadot ne'ashel yantiv, it doesn't fit into the category.
What do you mean, lahalik ne'ashel yantiv? If a person makes a bracha l'halik ner shel yantiv, it's also an interesting question. It's a side point. Are you yoytze halakha? Let's say I have candles, and you make the wrong bracha. You say asher kedoshanu b'mitzvah l'halik ner shel yantiv. Shabbos is also called a yantiv. So maybe b'diavad it's a good bracha. Are you required to make another bracha if it's more than toich hadei dibar? So he brings that for Pinchas Scheinberg, you're not yoytze. L'chol hadeis you're not yoytze. And after you toich hadei dibar, you have to make a new bracha asher kedoshanu b'mitzvah l'halik ner shel Shabbos. But let's put that aside. Forget about Shabbos. So yeah, let's just put the word l'hadlik. According to Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, he cites sources. I'm not familiar who these people are. That really, we could assume that an electric bulb is called a ner, there's a shalheves, there's eish, there's shemen, we have all the qualifications. The only thing that we're missing is turning on an electric bulb is not called a maisa hadlaka. And therefore, the bracha cannot be made. And in fact, go back to the earliest sources, it appears when the Chazal first were misaken in this takana that a person should light neros for Shabbos. As we mentioned yesterday, there are three reasons why we light neros: kavod Shabbos, giving honor to Shabbos; shalom bayis, so you should not trip and fall in the house; oinik Shabbos, so you should see what you're eating. It was not a universal custom to make a bracha for the lighting of the neros, just like we don't make a bracha for all other preparations that we do for Shabbos. When you put up a chalent, you've never heard someone telling you to make a bracha for preparing the chalent for Shabbos. You never heard someone telling you to make a bracha when you set the table or when you do anything that needs to be done on the behalf of Shabbos. Why should lighting candles for Shabbos be any different? And indeed, there are poskim, there are rishonim that tell us you don't make a bracha on the lighting of candles. So we light candles. We're going to make a bracha, but the bracha at least must be 100% correct, because making the bracha itself is not necessarily a requirement and part of the original takana. And if turning on a light bulb does not technically fit into the meaning of lahalik ner shel Shabbos, it's not advised by all poskim that one should make the bracha. Okay, that's the first reason.
Yeah. Mitzvah,
what?
Because
what the Marishan. No, that's Havdol, that's Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, we like make the bracha Borei Mo'orei Ho'esh. The rules of Borei Mo'orei Ho'esh are much, much more lenient than the rules of the bracha of Lahalik Ner Shel Shabbos. Okay, second reason given. Yeah.
What is the Isser of turning on a light on
Shabbos? Esh. Incandescent bulb?
According to the poskim that you just said, that turning on the light is not bahadur.
Correct.
So they would hold that you're allowed to turn it on.
No. If I take two stones, and I rub it together and I produce fire and I ignite and I produce fire. I ignite something that's combustible, whatever it is. Is that ish? Absolutely. That's ish. Yeah. Is that called hadlaka? No. Hadlaka is when you have a pre-existing fire. In the simplest terms, I have a candle,
and I transfer
it to another candle, to another source. That's called the Maisa Hadlaka. To take two stones and rub it together to produce fire,
that's starting.
That's a haschala, but that's not called the Maisa Hadlaka. The word Hadlaka, not everyone agrees with this principle, but according to what he's presenting, is that the Maisa Hadlaka is a very specific form of lighting. It's you hold in your hand the candle. How that first candle was lit, that's none of our business. Doesn't make a difference how you got that lit. You then take that candle, which is a real fire, and you kindle another candle, which is going to be used in honor of Shabbos. Maisa hadlaka, it's eish, it's fire, it gets the job done. You have oinik Shabbos, you have kavod Shabbos, you'll have shalom bayis, but you have not done a maisa hadlaka. So
similar to Neros Hanukkah.
Exactly, Neres Chanukah will be the same issue. A lot of these things that are taught concerning Shabbos apply to Ner Shabbos and vice versa. Some yes, some not. Everything is a machlokes. There is no consensus on anything. I just want to present some of the issues involved. So this is one. This is one. You also have to take into consideration. Something very important to take into consideration is who says that you have to make a bracha. Lighting Neres for Shabbos is something that's a hachona for Shabbos. Is it a choiva skavra? Is it really that much stronger than all of the other preparations a person does for the honor of Shabbos? You get dressed for Shabbos, you make food for Shabbos, you prepare your home for Shabbos. Is lighting candles for Shabbos really that much different? So obviously it is, because we do make a bracha, but is it, how much more different is it that, how much stronger is it? And being that some poskim say it's not that much stronger than all of the other hachanas, and if you want to go make a bracha, you have to make the bracha when it's 100% being done the way it was done in the time of Chazal, meant to be done. Yeah. No, they're not Kodesh. You're allowed to use this. Neros Chanukah are Kodesh. The Neros of Shabbos are not Kodesh. You're allowed to use the Neros. You're supposed to use the Neros. You're supposed to use the Neros. They're holy in the sense that they've been lit in honor of Shabbos, but they have no real holiness. You're allowed to use them. You're allowed to derive benefit. The thing which is Kodesh normally means it's off limits. It's only for Hashem. It's not for private use. A carbon is for Hashem. I don't get anything out of carbon. Kohanim eat the carbon, eat the basar, but it's for Hashem. Until you do Ma'aseh Shechita, you're not allowed to derive any benefit. The Neros are not, doesn't say anywhere the Neros are Kodesh. Kaddish, you're not allowed to derive benefit. That's why you have to have a Shabbos. You're not allowed to derive benefit. Okay, so this is the first idea. The second idea is, we discussed this, he quoted this in the Shem Selma Halacha, is... No, I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. Second reason, because not at all place can hold that a light bulb is called a shalheves. There are three parts to a net: the receptacle, the psila, and the shemen. The three together produce a shalheves, a flame, fourth thing, shalheves. The fact that the filament is glowing, or gas is flowing in a fluorescent bulb, or I don't know, all the various new technologies of LED and other types of light, is that called a shalheves? And that's not a flame. It's not what we call a flame. So not all the poskim can agree that that's what we is sufficient to make a bracha. Okay, third reason given is there's no shemen. Not everyone agrees that oil is davar shein by mamish. It's not tangible. It's not something you can touch. It's not what we're accustomed to. Chodosh asum in haTorah. Who says that that electricity has the status of fuel, of shemen? Another problem. Another problem is that it's not ebiodayim. Okay, this is what we mentioned yesterday. And it's not under your control. Where is the fuel? The fuel is not contained in a receptacle. The fuel, the shemen, the electricity is running through the wires, running through down to the basement, running out into the street, and running down to some power station, all the way down to Niagara Falls. Right? Where is our electricity coming from? Most of the Northeast gets their electricity from the Niagara Falls. I don't know how much time does it take. I don't know what the Zman is from the time electricity is produced in some...
pretty much the speed of light, so...
It's pretty quick, but it's stored temporarily. I mean, it's generated, power is generated, and it's somehow it's contained to some degree in some power station. I don't know how it works exactly, but it's not... When the power goes down...
Everything goes off, because there's no storage.
There's no storage at all? Not possible? I don't know how it works. But the point... The point is, it's not like your typical candle where all of the fuel is local. The fuel is out somewhere else. And it's not, you have no guarantee that it will continue flowing, even though...
The same concept with people who smoke. You have a gas stove, it's the same idea.
That's right, so
on
therefore...
Barbecue, you have the gas, you'd be able to really light on a barbecue.
So that is exactly what Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and some learn this, I'm not sure what Rav Moshe says about a flashlight, that a flashlight, you can make a bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Rav Moshe appeared, I'm a little bit confused what Rav Moshe was saying about a flashlight, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach certainly is of the opinion that it is called a ner, it is called a shalheves, it is called shemen. All of these are not problems. The only thing that he was not happy with is that it's not under your control. The electricity is under the control of the government, under the city. It's shnayim shasu. Like we mentioned all these ideas yesterday, there's a goy and there's a Jew, there's no guarantee. But if you have the electricity stored locally in the container, like a flashlight, or like you're saying in the barbecue grill where it's actually there, some type of the gas is actually there, then it is okay, and you can make a baracha without any problem. Okay, this is another time. Okay, these are pretty much covered all the ideas.
So that's so if you go to a hotel, you should take a flashlight.
Yes, exactly. You go. The best thing is to go and turn on the flashlight. That's the best thing to do.
Flashlight and make the
bracha. Now there are many makilim. There are many makilim that hold that you can make a bracha. And it seems that many people are not machmir like Rav Moshe and like Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and they do make a bracha on electric lights. No problem, even though the electricity is coming from an outside source, they make a bracha, and they are makilim that are not even fluorescent. You can make a bracha even on fluorescent light. He quotes here from Abu Yashif. Kehavi mimeran ha'goyin Rabbi Yosef Shalom al Yashif Zatzal, de'ev shalakai mitzvahs ner Shabbos kam b'neros fluorescent. The kevin shah mitzvah hilahalik or avliashvol zikr, there should be light, there should be illumination. Kidei lishtamesh bo ein tzarch davka or shalesh. V'yochol levorech lahadlik. Karavel Yashiv is the biggest of the big. Rabbi Yashiv says you can make a bracha on fluorescent bulb. I'm assuming for that matter on LED is the same exact thing. What should be the difference? LED. It's not something about Belsk. I have to know how fluorescent works. Fluorescent does get very, very hot. There is a filament. There is a nylon to fluorescent over LED. LED does not get hot at all. There's no part of the LED that gets burning hot. In the fluorescent, there is a very small section which ignites the gas, and that gets much hotter than Yad Saleh Dispo. Rybelski holds that, I heard from our name Rybelski, that fluorescent bulbs are no different than incandescent bulbs. Because incandescent bulbs, clearly there's a filament. It's burning hot. Fluorescent bulbs, we all can touch them. It's no big deal. But at the tip of the fluorescent bulb, in the part that you don't come in contact with, there is something which gets burning hot, which ignites the gas that provides illumination. That hold is no different than the filament inside of an incandescent bulb. So Rybelski holds the fluorescent, but it seems that most poskim don't go with that svar. They hold that.
Would the gas be like a wick?
No. Gas is, seemingly not. Seemingly, you have in Chazal Mukar that metal that's burning to some degree can be considered a wick. If a piece of metal is glowing hot, it's glowing hot, so there's something of davar sheyesh bei mamish that's producing ore, and there's fuel, and it's contained in a receptacle, so you have everything going for you. You have a nair, you have a psila, the filament is the psila, and you have the electricity, that is the shemen, and you have ore, the shalheves, the glow of the metal is the shalheves. You have everything. But fluorescent, where is there a shalheves? Where is there a psila? Where is the wick? There is no wick in fluorescent. It's gas that's producing light. That's not called a psila on a very simple level. Rabbi Yashiv says you don't need a psila. Whoever told you need a psila? All you need is results. What counts are results. Is there light? Is there illumination? Yes.
What's the source of this? The or versus H.
Or versus Svara. There is no source. It's all Svara. I mean, no, the Gemara is very limited. But Halak, no, just Neros. The Gemara didn't have all these things. It's all Svaras. Modern day Poskim telling on Avigal Yashiv here, that's what it says. Shocking. He says you can make a bracha. You can make a bracha. Lahalik Ner Shal Shabbos on fluorescent. The hospitals today, they all have these little lights. They're not even fluorescent. I don't even know what they are. These little teeny lights, they look like wicks, and you turn it on and it's doesn't produce much light. I'm sure you've all seen. You must have all seen this.
It's one side infrared and the other side is light.
It's battery powered. That's a mila. I guess that's a mila. At least it's battery powered.
Yeah.
And you just turn on the switch. These little teeny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you've seen them at some point in time. Halacha lemaisa. I don't know. What sticks in my mind is that the minhag ha'olam is not to make a bracha. The minhag ha'olam is, if Rahman Litzlan, or if for good reason the person is in the hospital, one has a baby, they light these. The chaplain brings in these lights, and they turn them on. L'shem, and you don't make a bracha. That's what appears to be the common minhag. There's another issue. Even if you do have an electric, we learned this yesterday. You mentioned this in Shemesh HaMalachim. Even if you do use electric bulbs, you should have special bulbs that are miyuchad for Shabbos or a fixture. If you're going to use electricity, you shouldn't just use the lights in the room, because that's not miyuchad for Shabbos. You use something which is specific in honor of Shabbos. Okay. Where could you get it? When I first saw it, I was very curious, and I was amazed at these little things on the bottom. There was a website, there was a URL, so I went online. Nothing else to do, and I went online, and they had a whole. It's a Goyish company. They're not making this. You can get it. Doesn't cost much. You can get it in China. It's not expensive. It's not expensive. Yeah. They're disposable because they have a battery inside, and you can't really. The ones that I've seen, you can't take out the battery. It's sealed.
Well, I'm not supposed to have a kit. It's a package.
Right. They come with a kit with a mapa. Yeah. So again, these are, this is what is used. You make a bracha, and some will tell you that you can make a bracha. A woman can make a bracha on these, on these items. Okay, another important issue. He makes this point. He makes a big point of this. Today, halacha l'maaseh b'zmanim, we discussed this, lighting in a hotel, lighting at the table. Rav Moshe, he writes, and he had a discussion with Rav Moshe, I guess, years ago, was very mefakfek why b'zman hazeh we are even allowed to make a bracha l'halik ner shel Shabbos. Rav Moshe felt, Meikar Hadin b'zman hazeh, so he writes, women should no longer make the bracha l'halik ner shel Shabbos. Because the ikar or is electricity. That's what we have, b'zman hazeh. The earliest source, I think it's in Shulchan Aruch, it's Shulchan Aruch, it's the Rambam, is the Rishonim, it says in the Gemara, the lighting Ner Shel Shabbos, not everyone holds, you should actually make a bracha. So it's one thing in ancient times, when there was no electricity, and when you ate at night, you come home at night, you're lighting Neros, you're being nene, you're deriving benefit. This Oinik Shabbos, you're having real pleasure when you have the Ner Shel Shabbos in front of your table, so that you're having Hanoah, benefit, you make the bracha. Sherek Kedushon, B'mitzos of Lahalik Ner Shel Shabbos. But B'zman Hazeh, if the Ner Shabbos go out, no one is relying on the Ner Shabbos for Oinik. If the Ner Shabbos go out, you'll have a backup. There's always going to be a backup. There's always electricity. Even the streets and the light. If it gets really dark in the house, you'll open up the window shades and you'll have some life from outside. So no one is really using B'zman Hazeh, the Ner Shel Shabbos, for Onik. And Rav Moshe felt the Iker, there are three reasons. This covered Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, Sholem Bayis. No one is relying upon the Ner Shel Shabbos for Sholem Bayis, and no one's relying upon the Ner Shel Shabbos for Onik. The only thing that we have is Man Hazeh left from the Ner Shel Shabbos, covered Shabbos. I'm doing something in honor of Shabbos. I'm lighting two Neros, I'm putting it on the side, on the dining room table, wherever it is, in the hotel lobby, covered Shabbos. Is covered Shabbos really strong enough, b'zman hazeh, to make the bracha l'halik ner shel Shabbos? Rav Moshe, from what he writes here, he seems to say that he really feels it's not. However, he says, to go tell women, b'zman hazeh, not to make a bracha, you'll start World War III. They'll never listen to you. It's a mitzvah chaviva. It's chaviva to nashim, and you can't tell women b'zman hazeh not to light neros, even though he seems to hold that it's a very big problem. And therefore he comes to the conclusion of Moshe that we have to say that b'zman hazeh is a very big nafgaminus. The ikar time we light neros b'zman hazeh has changed from onig and shalom bayis to covered Shabbos. You're giving honor to Shabbos. And that is why it has become, we become extremely lenient. That's why we become extremely lenient in lighting the Neros in places where we don't really have benefit. Mikra, then you should light the Neros on the dining room table. And you should, when you're eating, you should derive more benefit. But I'll give you a few nafkaminas. But since anyway, b'zman hazeh, the whole time is not because of kavod, it's not because of hana, it's only because of kavod Shabbos. So what's mishum kavod Shabbos? Does it really make a difference if you're lighting on the dining room table, you're lighting it on the side, in this room and that room? It doesn't really make a difference anymore. Another nafkamin. This is something very interesting.
If you turned off all the lights, it wouldn't be enough.
So therefore, Moshe is very, very strongly advised, very, thank you for reminding me, very strongly that women should also turn off the lights and turn them back on when they light the Neros Shabbos. Also, no, it depends. So there are two different options. Here are the options. If the woman herself is going to do it, so she should first turn off the lights and say, I'm turning on the lights l'chvoy Shabbos. You turn the lights on l'shem Shabbos. You should turn the lights off, turn the lights on l'shem Shabbos, and then light the Neros Shabbos, and then make the bracha. But even better, he says, or it seems that what should be done is the light should be off, the woman should light Neros Shabbos, make the bracha, and then her husband, who's not mekabel Shabbos, that's really the next halachas, should turn the lights on. So the bracha she makes will be going on the Neros Shabbos. When she lights Neros Shabbos, that's all that's in the room, and then the lights in the home will be also will be turned on by the husband, l'shem kavod Shabbos, it will also to some degree be nichlal in her bracha, and it will be done l'shem kavod Shabbos. But if she's going to do it, then she has to before she makes the bracha, because the minig is, a woman is mekabel Shabbos with her bracha, once she makes the bracha, it's too late, so she should turn the lights on before she actually lights the neir Shabbos. I'll give you another nafmin that he says, this is a very interesting another nafmin, which just goes to show how today the ikar has transferred from oneg to kavod. Here's a nafkamina. If meikar hadin, if two women are eating at the same dining room table, you have a guest for Shabbos. You invite over a couple. You live at home, and you invited a couple to spend Shabbos with you. You give them a guest room, and the owner, the balabayas, his wife, she lights on the dining room table near Shabbos. She makes the bracha sherik and the shanu, which is a lahalik near Shabbos. She lights her two candles, and now the guest comes. Oh, I also have to light near Shabbos. Right? If a woman doesn't light near Shabbos, the will comes to an end. So I'm also on the dining room table. Me'ikar hadin, the second woman does not make a bracha. Because since she is a guest in your home, and the obligation is choivas bayis, the obligation is upon the bayis, and the balas bayis already lit on the dining room table and provided enough illumination for you to eat with your guests at the dining room table, and now that the second woman is lighting her own set of candles, it's only going to add a little bit more light. When you light an additional candle, it's not really doing that much more. So, but it's a little bit more. Me'ikar hadin, when the second woman lights additional candles on the table, it's not providing that much more illumination to the b'nei bayis. Me'ikar hadin, the second woman who is the guest should not make a bracha. Me'ikar hadin.
The guest light first?
No, because if the guest will light first, then the balas habayis can light. It's only a choy for one bayis. The halacha is once, like every have a family of 12 children, 12 daughters, or 12 sons. It doesn't make a difference. How many light? Only the balas habayis. Only one person lights. What? All the girls light. Okay, but we're getting.
She make a bracha where she sleeps.
No, let's make things very simple. She's sleeping in your home. She's sleeping in your home. She's a guest in your home. This is me'ikar hadin, the time of the Gemara. Why? This is what Moshe says. Why? And this is what I'm confused with Moshe. I'm simple b'nim kol, but it's all sort of Moshe. Me'ikar hadin. The time of Chazal, when they were masaking to light Neir Shabbos, there are three reasons. Shalom Bayis, Oynik Shabbos, and Kavod Shabbos. The eager time you're lighting Neir Shabbos is Oynik Shabbos. You should be able to see what you're eating. Once,
if you have, because we actually have a guest this year.
Oh, let me explain.
They're eating out Friday night. And
yes.
And have a setup at the hall.
They should lie where they eat. That's the ideal place where they eat is where they should lie. If they can't, they're going to first go to the meal later point in time. Then they can lie where they sleep with the yavet. So if they're going to start off Shabbos by you and they're going to dive in shul with you and they're going to first go to their guests later on, then they can light by you. And they should, when they light by you, they should at least try to be nene from the neiros. When they light by you, they should say daven by the neiros or say till by the neiros. Or when they come back later on after the meal, they should have a snack by the neiros to have some benefit by you. But if they, even if they don't, it's also okay. But here's the point he makes. To bring out this yisod. On the time of Chazal, there are three reasons. Oineg, Shalom Bayis, Kavod. Kavod is the bottom. It's not the Yikr. Kavod is not the Yikr. Because you do a lot of things Kavod Shabbos. You're showing your shoes to Kavod Shabbos. You take a shower to Kavod Shabbos. It's not the Yikr time. It's Oineg Shabbos. You're going to be deriving benefit. Therefore, Oineg requires you have to be the first one to provide illumination for your meal. If you're just lighting additional candles, because that's what I do, I'm a woman, I light candles every Friday night, and I'm going to be eating in your home on your dining room table. On your dining room table, you're going to light. You're the boss. You're already lit, and you provide illumination. I'm eating more nearest to add more illumination because I'm also eating together with you. The second woman has no right to make a bracha. It's a bracha levatala because Oineg Shabbos already has been fulfilled with the lighting of the balas habayis, and since it's chayvas bayis, and I'm a guest in your home, your lighting does the job for me. That's what was the halacha, Moshe says, in the time of the Gemara when there was no electricity. When there was no electricity, the bracha was established for the Oynik Shabbos. And that would mean, once it's Oynik Shabbos, the second woman does not make a bracha. But here's an incredible nafkamina halacha. Being that Bizman Hazeh, It's a very strange concept. The halacha has changed. Because today, no one is lighting candles on the dining room table for Oinik Shabbos. Because you have electricity, unless you're living with a blackout. Right? There's electricity. Some of this electricity, there's going to be enough light to eat to Shalom Bayis on Oinik Shabbos. So why are you lighting this Zman Hazeh? Why is the Balas HaBayis lighting candles Zman Hazeh? It has transferred Kavod Shabbos. This is how I'm going to mechabed the Shabbos. I'm going to light, do something special in honor of Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos. So the same way the Balas HaBayis is being mechabed Shabbos, the guest also is also being mechabed Shabbos. Her own, and therefore the guest also can make the bracha. This is nafkamina. Nothing is, what's the Iker Tam? If the Iker Tam is Oneg Shabbos, an enhancement of Oneg is not enough of a reason to make a bracha. But if the Iker Tam is Kavod Shabbos, then each one's Kavod Shabbos is enough of a reason to make your own private bracha. In ancient times, the Iker Tam was Oneg Shabbos, and therefore a second woman would not make a bracha when she lights candles in the home when she's a guest. But being that Bizman HaZeh, the mitzvah has transformed from a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos to a primarily because of Kavod Shabbos, a woman who is a guest in someone else's home, the custom is she makes the bracha. You're the Balas HaBayis, you make your bracha. I'm a guest, I'm also going to make a bracha because Kavod Shabbos. Hotels were extremely lenient. People are not lining in the dining room. No one's making a big deal. People are, they do for money. You can do anything. The same way for money, they have 20 Viennese tables and they have a 24-hour tea room and they have babysitting. Come on, they can't figure out a solution. You can light the candles in the dining room table in a safe way for everyone. Oh, come on, if for money you could figure out a way, they can have custom tables, they can figure out what to do, I guarantee you. It's not an issue. Why is it not an issue? Obviously, the poskim hold that the Iker is kavod. It's not oneg anymore. So kavod, it doesn't really make a difference if you light the candles on the dining room table, you light in the lobby, you're doing something, l'shem kavod Shabbos, it is sufficient. This is what he says. And this is his yisod. He brings out this point in multiple places here in the radiance of Shabbos, what used to be the Iker Hadin, and what is today. And this disturbed Rav Moshe very, very much. Rav Moshe felt that how it can't be that halacha doesn't change. Halacha is eternal. If the Iker Hadin, if Chazal world, it would be misakin the lach of Zman Hazeh. Will Chazal be misakin to make a bracha only for Kavod Shabbos? Rav Moshe says unlikely. It's unlikely Zman Hazeh Chazal will tell you to make a bracha for lighting candles because it's only done Zman Hazeh for Kavod Shabbos. The Oneg Shabbos is fulfilled because of electricity, and you can't go tell them, oh, we'll turn off the lights. We'll turn off the lights and turn it back on because the lights are anyway on. That's another issue, that when the lights are already on, when things are already in place the whole week, and they extend into Shabbos, that's not something that's specific for Shabbos. It's not something which would be doing special for Shabbos, because anyway there are lights on the whole week in your home, your emergency lights are these lights and that lights. So this man is only shum kavod. We chazal make a bracha for kavod Shabbos, not likely, but being that it's been grandfathered in throughout the last thousand years, it started with Oneg Shabbos, and there was also kavod Shabbos. Today the Oneg has phased out. It's only because of kavod. So Menela, we continue to make the bracha mishum kavod Shabbos, and Menela has all these nafkaninas. As long as it's kavod, you can continue to make a bracha. Okay, so this is, yeah.
I don't know if I'm using the right terminology. The concept of lighting candles is sort of a weak thing that which developed. But yet, it's a weak thing, and if you violate it, if you miss it,
the world comes to an end.
It's perpetual.
Exactly. Look today when we do these kidnapped boys with these boys that are missing. So what was the big thing? Everyone should light. They're trying to mechasek the olam to light candles early. And this should be a tzuchus for them. People who never lit candles should light a candle in honor of Shabbos. So you see how powerful it is. This is the thing which we've heard more than all the different things we've heard about what to do, what tzuchus to do to bring back the boys. We hear this idea, it's been all over, to light candles. Exactly what you're saying. It's not a significant thing. What are you already doing? But it is significant. There's a very famous story I'm sure you heard the story with a family that was not religious in Israel, and the parents sent their child due to circumstance to a religious school because there was no other school in the neighborhood, and the girl learned about candle lighting Friday night. So she went on to her parents and said, you have to light candles. You have to light candles for Shabbos. So the girl said, no. Martha said to the girl, we don't do that here. We don't, yeah, that's what they taught you in school, but don't pay attention to all these religious things. At home, we don't light candles. So the girl bothered her very much. She really insisted that they should light candles. So she herself went to the store and she asked the storekeeper, can I please have two candles? So the storekeeper knew that this girl was from an irreligious home. What? You want candles? You're not Shomer Shabbos. It must be that one of your parents have yard sight. Yard sight, everyone, even irreligious people, they light yard sight candles. So the storekeeper gave the girl two yard sight candles. And this little girl doesn't know the difference between Shabbos candles, yard sight candles. She's not even Shomer Shabbos. So she bought the two yard sights. She takes them home. It's Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon. In her room, she lights two yard sight candles. Her mother comes in and sees two yard sight candles being lit. The mother says, my high, what's this? So the girl says, one for Abba and one for Ima. So it shook the mother to her core. In other words, like the mother interpreted the child's words as if my mother is dead and my father is dead. They're spiritually dead. They refuse to allow me to light Shabbos candles, so instead I'm going to light for them yard sight candles. So that shook up the mother to no end, and that started a process where ultimately they became the Chozer B'Shuva. Okay, this is a story. I heard the story 100 times. It's a very popular story. But you see the koyach. I just want to illustrate. You're saying you're making a very good point. Says, what's going on? Al pi halacha, there's no, you can't light candles with me. You can make a bracha bizman hazeh. Bechlal making a bracha has a weak source. And bizman hazeh, when there's no oneg, no shalom bayis anymore, it's only because of kavod, you can make a bracha? The answer is yeah. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is we do make a bracha mishum kavod Shabbos. Now, another very interesting thing, how many candles does one light? So he mentioned yesterday different minhagim, two. He brings down here all the minhagim, two. And that's common zohar and shomer, seven days a week, 10 aseres hadibros. There's another minhag, shocking minhag, go bankrupt. 36 candles. 36 candles. Connected to the 36 hours that the Or HaShemesh, they were Meshamesh Birvuvia, before Hashem diminished the moon. The Or HaGonos, 36 hours. Okay, I have not seen anyone light 36 candles, but there is such a custom. And why two candles? Why two candles? So we learned in the kids, so two candles. Echad Keneged, Shomer V'Echad Keneged Zohar. It's interesting, he quotes, he has a lot of Hasidisha. He has a lot of Hasidic Torah in the footnotes of Simcha Bunim Kom, why light two candles. He actually cites a source that one candle corresponds to the husband and one candle, and like the story, it's an interesting, there's some truth to the story. One candle corresponds to the husband and one candle is for the wife, and he says it's not a contradiction to what it says Zohar V'Shom, because Zohar, when the Torah gave us two mitzvahs for Shabbos, Zohar V'Shomar, Shomar was primarily directed towards the women, because the women who live in Bloisasays, and women is the Ikeres HaBayis. She has to hold down the fort, guard the fort. Zohar, the one who is the more active partner of the marriage, is the husband. Zohar was directed towards the husband. So Shomar of Zohar respond to the husband and wife together on Shabbos. They create the sanctity in the home. Another idea, this is something very interesting, another idea he says is one candle corresponds to both Shomar of Zohar, and the other candle corresponds to Shalom Bayis. This is Rav Moshe. And there's no candle for Kavod Shabbos. Two candles. One, there are two primary reasons for Halakas. There was Zohar V'Shamar. Zohar V'Shamar. And one for Kavod Shalom Bayis. Nothing to do with Kavod Shabbos. Okay, that's now another interesting shalom. What happens if a man lives alone? A man has the light. No, the woman is the one who gets. The woman is the one that does. She does the lighting when there's a couple, or the mother of the home and she has children, or even a person who's single doesn't have to light. Only has to light if he's all alone. If a single person is a guest a bachur goes away to Shabbos and he's a guest at in someone's home, he's sleeping there and eating there, he relies upon the hostess, upon the balabayis, his yoytze. Even if he sleeps in the dormitory, it doesn't make a difference. He is samech, the ner, she is mekayim ner Shabbos with the neros of his host where he eats, and if there, or b'dievet, if there are candles lit where he's sleeping. But if a person is married, then their makbe, a married woman's makbe to light her own eros. Now, what happens if a woman forgets? And we learned yesterday, very interesting, if you forget, you have to light for the rest of your life, you have to light another ner. What happens if a man lights candles every week? A bracha. He lives all alone. He eats alone. Every week he lights candles with the bracha, as is the halacha. And the bracha forgets. A boy, a man who lights, or even a husband, let's say the wife is not well. Okay, the wife is not well. And the wife says to the husband, listen, I'm going to sleep. I don't feel well. Don't forget. Light candles. And the husband, scatterbrain, he forgets to light the candles. His wife wakes up 10 o'clock at night. How come the candles are not lit? I told you to light the candles. So she's exempt because she gave clear instructions to her husband, is the idiot. He forgot to light the candles. Does the husband have a kenas for the rest of his life and he has to light a second candle? No. The kenas, that's what it says in the Pesachim. The kenas, I don't know why, but that's what he quotes over here. The kenas was only said for women, and it was never said for men. Very interesting. There's one exception when a woman does not have to have, there's no kenas, the first week of her marriage. Sheva brachas, Shabbos, Sheva brachas. A kala forgets to light the first week of her marriage. The first week of her marriage, she does not have the kenas, so it's not built in. There's an escape clause. The chazal's takana of lighting kenas, not the first week of her wedding. Okay, how long?
Because the whole idea that the women were given the job of, because it was a knas in the first place, but it felt like
cable. They extinguished
the light out of the world, so now they have to.
Right, they took the light out of the world.
First week is an intrinsic shalom bias that lasts for a week after that.
Diminishing returns. Diminishing returns. Okay, another interesting, we learned yesterday, how long must the candles be lit? So it says in the only in the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, what we learned yesterday was unique to the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say anywhere. It's a very bizarre halacha. How long must the candles be lit? So it has to be lit for the, so the Kitz Shulchan Aruch has to be lit long enough for the, to the meal, at least into the beginning of the meal. Here's a common question. What happens if you make an early Shabbos? You make an early Shabbos, and you finish eating your meal before it gets dark, before sunset. And you light candles after Plag HaMincha. And you daven Nairif. And you're home, and you have a quick meal. And you finish eating the meal before sunset. And the candles already are small, little tea lights, whatever they're called, those little lights. And they're ready before sunset. Before sunset, they're already gone. Okay, they're already out. Are you, were you yoytze the mitzvah? The answer is yes. Is long out yet? Why? Because it was lit l'chavat Shabbos. So then I say it's a very big nafkin of zman hazeh. It's not even sunset. See, it's a very political thing. Because why you like oynik Shabbos? Sholem bayis. I don't need it for oynik Shabbos. It's the sun is shining. It's after plag amincha. There's sholem bayis. I don't need it. There's plain light. Covered Shabbos. So you yoytze. It does not. There's no din that the nero Shabbos must remain lit into the night. Ner Chanukah lo yotza. Ner Chanukah must go into the evening, into the dark, a half an hour after it says Hakachavim. But not so when it comes to Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is for the meal. And if you make an makabel an early Shabbos and it gets you through the meal, you have fulfilled your obligation. It's not considered to be a bracha levatola. Okay, there are a lot more things that maybe when I'll remember them as we go through the halacha, we'll discuss. Let's do a little bit of the halacha. Okay, just read the halacha, and one so we shouldn't go a day without going forward at least a small amount. On page Samach Zayin, halacha Dalit, Kvar Yedua, it's already well known, Shekol HaMitzvahs Mevarach Naleim Oiver LaAsiyas, and every mitzvah make a bracha before you do the bracha, before the mitzvah. Aval b'halokas haneros l'shabbos, that is the exception, only for women though. Kevan she b'hadloka mekabelas ha'isha shabbos alatzma, when a woman lights candles, that is her kabbalah shabbos. Automatically it's shabbos. V'habrocha harei haschol l'haloka, the bracha is the beginning of v'habrocha harei haschol l'haloka. And when she makes the bracha, that's already the beginning. Making the bracha is already a Kabbalah Shabbos. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Yisrael L'Halik Ner Shel Shabbos. It's Shabbos. What do I do now? What do I do now? I'm holding muksa. I'm holding muksa in my hand. And I certainly can't light the candles.
Can you light them tonight?
Oh, so that's an exception. But that generally, not generally, the bracha is the Kabbalah Shabbos. So tonight, she can make it tonight, but that's not ideal. Ideally, making the bracha is the Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm going to go to shul. So you make it tonight. And, well, let's say there are many situations where you can make it tonight, but let's talk about the ideal. Ideally, making the bracha is the Kabbalah Shabbos. So if you make the bracha, you can't even mekayim the mitzvah. You're stuck in the middle. What are you going to do? So the salute, this is the exception. First, she lights the candles, and then she makes the bracha. Al kein hi madlekes tchil. She lights the candles first. Chodei shetehei habracha over l'asiyasa. Oh, but what about the principle when you make a bracha, she brought over l'asiyasa? So the Mekish Shulchan says, parsha yod v'nega p'nepaneha. So look carefully what it says. It says that she puts her hand in front of her face. It doesn't say to put her hands on the candles. It doesn't say to wave, to motion around the candles. No, it's not. No, he talks about all these things. We're not going to have time to do tomorrow, all different minhagim. The kitzur, I wonder if we would just take note of what it says in the kitzur to do. She should put her hand, she should basically cover her eyes, like Shema. Shema Yisrael, you cover your eyes. So I should not derive benefit from the candles. Notice that's a contradiction to what we're doing. What we do Bizman Azeh. Today Bizman Azeh we do for covered shops. We don't even do it for illumination. But yet she should cover her eyes. Parsha yodecha k'nege ponecha shloi tira haneros umivareches. She then makes the bracha. So she lights it. She covers her eyes. While her eyes are covered, she makes the bracha. So the bracha now will be before the moment when she derives benefit. It will be oiver la'asiyas, and before she derives benefit, she then removes her hand, v'royes haneros, v'have ki'ilu berucha koidem had Hahad Laka. Mishum loy plug maheges gam came biyamtov. Okay, then he gets, we discover, he gave a whole show on this. And because of this loy plug, according to the kitzur, she should even do this on yamtov. On yamtov, you're allowed to do melacha, you're allowed to light candles on yamtov. But because we don't want to confuse Shabbos and yamtov, so according to the kitzur at least, she should do the same procedure on yamtov. First light the candles and then make the bracha. This is a controversial psak halacha. Not all women follow this custom. Some women have the custom that on Yom Tov they do it in the reverse order. The ikar haneros shebochem havi kabbalah shabbos hey melu shal ha'shulchan. The ikar neros saw what's on the table shayach l'olav, which she used to eat with, which she used to provide illumination for the food. The alkein talukah some b'achrona, those should be lit last. The shas hatzarich going she tzrich l'leches l'tzvila. You said different exceptions. A woman wants to go on Yom Kippur, she wants to go to shul in the car, she wants to carry her sitter to shul, or she has to go to the mikvah, or the chuppah, or to a wedding. And not so long ago, it was very common to make weddings Friday night. The main reason why the original Friday afternoon, which went into Shabbos, and the main reason why that was to save a meal. They were very poor; they couldn't afford to have a Shabbos meal and a wedding meal, so they combined it together and added an outcome. That became the custom. So it was continued even in later times when people were wealthy. Even when people became very wealthy, and it was not an issue, money was not an issue. Minigav was sitting in the dinner. They still made the wedding Friday night. Oh, l'shar davar nachos. Any other pressing matter? Tucha lahasna. She can make it tonight. She'ena in my kabbalah Shabbos by halacha. She's not mekabel by halacha. V'oz tucha levarich kaidem halacha. She can make the bracha before the halacha. Afilu tonight b'leiv sagi. She need not actually say words. Tonight b'leiv is sufficient. Now, there's a very big question. What's called davar nachos? So that's pressing. Let's say she just wants she kinyan. Does it have to be a dvar mitzvah? Well, the most common question is, people who go to Eretz Yisrael, when they want to mention this, they want to go to the Kaisel. The woman is visiting Yitzchol. She wants to go Kabbalah Shabbos. She wants to watch Yeshiva HaKotel. They want to watch the boys dance down from the Kotel from the Yeshiva to the Kotel. You want to go and get into a taxi, light candles in the hotel, then take a taxi to the Kotel, and then come back to walk home. Is that called Dover Nochutz to make a tnai to light, make the bracha, and light the candles with the tzaddik and the mekanamik habal Shabbos? Big machlekes apayiskim. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you're not allowed to do. It's not a dvar mitzvah. He quotes here that you're allowed to from someone else. Straight into Shabbos says that if you want to go to the kosel, you can do it. Okay, so it's machlekes. If that's called a dvar nochetz. Okay, there's a lot more to this. Mishem will pick this up tomorrow. Pesach Bunim Kol?
Yeah. His grandfather was the Matzah stuff.
Building,
he lived in the J building. Uh-huh. Okay. By the time he was bar mitzvah, he was the six older sisters.
Yeah.
Boy, he was after six girls. He was born.
What about
bar mitzvah? Much more lenient.
But people make it afterwards.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
When you make the bar mitzvah,
yeah.
Whether you make the bar mitzvah then,
yeah. Or you look at it first.
Look at your fingers in front of the light and then make bar mitzvah.
Because there you're not making it for hanah. There you make it as a birchas hashavach to praise Hashem for the fact. So there.
Shulchan Aruch Rav says you don't even go like this.
You make a birchas hashavach.